That night, Antonia runs all the way home after work. She's suddenly filled with energy. She's absolutely charged. When she turns the corner onto her street, she can smell the lilacs, and the odor makes her laugh at the silly reactions caused by some ridiculous out-of-season blooms. Most people in the neighborhood have gotten used to the incredible size of the flowers. They no longer notice that there are whole hours of the day when the entire street echoes with the sound of buzzing bees, and the light turns especially purple and sweet. Yet some people return again and again. There are women who stand on the sidewalk and weep at the sight of the lilacs, for no reason at all. And still others who have plenty of reasons to cry out loud, although none they'd admit to if questioned. A hot wind is threading through the trees, shaking the branches, and heat lightning has begun to appear in the east. It's a curious night, so hot and so heavy it seems better suited to the tropics. But despite the weather, Antonia sees that two women, one whose hair is white and the other who's not much more than a girl, have come to see the lilacs. As Antonia hurries past, she can hear weeping, and she quickens her pace, goes inside, then locks the door behind her. "Pathetic," Antonia decrees as she and Kylie peer out the front window to watch the women on the sidewalk cry. Kylie has been more withdrawn than usual since her birthday supper. She misses Gideon. She has to force herself not to break down and phone him. She feels terrible, but if anything, she's become even more beautiful. Her cropped blonde hair is no longer as shocking. She has stopped slouching to hide how tall she is, and now that she's claimed her full posture, her chin usually tilts up so that she seems to be considering the blue sky or the cracks in the living room ceiling. She squints her gray-green eyes to see through the glass. She has a particular interest in these two women, since they've come to stand on the sidewalk each night for weeks. The older woman has a white aura around her, as though snow were falling above her alone. The girl, who is her granddaughter and who has just graduated from college, has little pink sparks of confusion rising off her skin. They're here to weep for the same man, the older woman's son, the girl's father, someone who went from boyhood to manhood without ever changing his attitude, convinced till the last that the universe revolved around him alone. The women on the sidewalk spoiled him, both of them, then blamed themselves when he was careless enough to kill himself in a motorboat in Long Island Sound. Now they're drawn to the lilacs because the flowers remind them of a June night years ago, when the girl was still tender and awkward, and the woman still had thick black hair.